Police headquarters. What's that? Just a second, I'll connect you with homicide.
Homicide, Captain York.
Captain, Rob Dugan has just been killed.
Yeah? Where did it happen?
In Sam Castanera's joint.
Who's this talking?
Ryan. I'm the officer on the beat.
Okay, Ryan. I'll let anyone out of the joint till I get there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir?
Get a car around to the front and a couple of men from the detective bureau. Send in a general call to surround Tom Costanera's joint and hold any suspicious-looking hoods that try to slip through. Rob Dugan has just been dumped off.
Yes, sir.
Get those people out of that door. Come on, open up here. Open up. Where is he, Ryan?
In the back room, Captain. He's dead.
Where's Castanares?
He's back there, too.
Well, don't let him slip out. This'll be just about the last gang killing in this place. The old man said to padlock him if anything else happened down here. Here, let me shut to this door. Come on, help me here. Come on, get back there. Come on, back up. Back up there. Come on. There, stay on the door, Ryan. Say, what's this bunch of rats doing here?
You told me to hold them, Captain.
Oh, so they're the guys that were here when Dugan was killed, eh? A fine-looking bunch. All right, just keep them where they are till the wagon gets here. We'll sift them out down at headquarters.
Yes, sir.
Who called you in from the beat?
Castanares.
Okay. I'll stroll in the back room and just see what's going on.
Oh, Captain York, eh? I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, I'll bet. Where's Dugan?
Why... back there, behind the cap.
Knife in the back, eh? Who did it?
I don't know, Captain York. Frank, one of the waiters, came back here and found him.
Was he back here alone?
No. Nick Ganesco was with him.
That dirty little snake, eh? When did he get out of prison?
I don't know, Captain.
No, I suppose not. How long was Nick with him?
Oh, about 1 hour.
And then Nick left?
Yeah.
Anybody see Dugan alive after Nick left him?
No, Captain.
This knife has Nick Danesco's initials on it. Is it his?
Well, looks very much like it, Captain.
Know any reasons for Nick killing him?
Oh, I don't know no.
Now listen, Castanares. I've got orders to padlock your dump the next time there's trouble down here. Now, you'd better give us your help on this case. Come on now. Maybe the old man will go easy on you.
Well, I want to do what's right, Captain. I don't want the boys... killing one another in my place. I'm trying to run a nice place.
You can't run a nice place serving liquor to a bunch of rats. What reason would Nick Danesco have for killing Dugan?
Well, maybe it was over Nick's old girl. You see, Captain, after Nick went to prison, Dugan stole his girl.
So when Nick got out, he looked Dugan up and knifed him in the back, eh?
Yeah. But nobody saw him do it.
Don't make any difference. Where does this gal live?
Name's Sadie. She's living with Big Jim Diamond right now.
So she bounced Dugan too, eh? Going in for heavy money. Playing around with Big Jim Diamond, eh? Well, we'll look her up. Unless I miss my guess, we'll find Nick hiding around somewhere near. Yes, sir. I've got a hunch that Nick beat her to write to Sadie's place and wants her to frame up an alibi.
What do you want?
Oh, let me inside, Sadie. Tom York is right behind me. I killed a man, Sadie. I killed him.
You killed a man? Who?
Dugan.
Dugan? Nick, why?
You know why I killed him. I slipped up on him. He was half drunk. I slipped up on him and drove a knife into his back.
No.
Ah, so you were still in love with him, huh?
No, I never loved anyone but you, Nick. You know that.
You can't put that line on me. You're staying with Jim Diamond right now. I know that. But I don't... Sadie, you've got to hide me. You've got to hide me, do you hear?
I can't hide you, Hick. Tom York will come up here the first thing.
Yeah, I know that. But you got to give me an alibi. You got to tell Captain York that I've been right here, playing cards since 11 o'clock. You got to. Why, Sadie, you got your bags packed.
Yeah. I'm leaving Jim, Nick. He beats me. He beat me something terrible. Look. Look at these bruises. Uh-huh.
Okay. Now you give me an alibi, Sadie, and when things blow over, we'll go away together, see?
Yeah, we'll go away together. Me and a dirty, rotten little stool pigeon.
Oh, not so bad, Sadie. And I've always loved you. Honest.
Yeah.
Sadie, you got a gun on the table. Why? Why, it's warm.
It's been lying on the radiator.
But it's just been fired. Smell the powder, Sadie.
I'll tell you the truth, Nick. Jim came home tonight and tried to beat me up. I got this gun to scare him.
You killed him?
No. I just scared him, that's all. Chased me into the next room there. And I fired two shots over his head, through the window. He got scared and left. I gotta get out of here before he comes back.
That's Tom York, Sadie. Oh, you get me sure. You gotta give me that alibi.
All right. Listen to me, you little rat. What time did you kill Dugan?
About half an hour ago. 12:30.
It's one now. Anybody see you do it?
No. But my knife. They'll find that, sure.
That's all right. You can tell them you lost it.
Yeah. Yes, that's it. I lost it.
Now listen to me. You've been here since 11 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, I've been here since 11 o'clock tonight.
I'll tell Tom York that I called you over here. That I was afraid of Jim. That I wanted you to protect me.
Yeah, that's it.
That'll be a good story. That'll give you an alibi.
Yeah. Yeah, but Tom will find this gun. And he'll want to know about it.
Yeah. I got it. We'll tell him that I was afraid of Jim. And I called you over here to protect me. And while you were here, Jim came in. He was drunk, and you fired two shots through the window in the next room to scare him.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that'll stop me. Oh, getting pretty close now. He'll be up here any minute. Captain York ain't no fool, Sadie. You'll have to go easy with him.
I know how to handle him.
Shh. Outside now.
All right. You've got to act like nothing has happened. Get out in the kitchen and start making some sandwiches. Don't come in this room till I call you. I'll handle the captain.
Okay.
All right, Nick. Beat it to the kitchen.
All right. Keep your shirt on.
Hello, Sadie.
Hello, Flapfoot.
Mind if I come in, Sadie?
Help yourself, copper. The door's open.
Getting kind of richy since you've been associating with Jim Diamond, eh?
Oh, I've been doing all right.
Sure, leave it to you, Sadie. Leave it to you.
All right, Flatfoot, stop beating around the bush. What do you want?
Sit down, Sadie. Don't get so huffy. We're going to have a nice, long talk.
All right, Captain. You better sit down, too. I know what you want to talk to me about. And I'll give you the lowdown on the whole thing. Mix him up next time.
Oh, so that's the way it was, eh? All right, Sadie, you can go.
Thanks, Captain.
You can come out now, Nick. Sadie's told me all about it.
Oh, hello, Captain. Well, I was wondering who was out here with Sadie. Where is she?
She took her bags and left. Told me all about it, though.
Yeah? All about what?
All about where you was all evening and what you was doing.
Yeah? What's wrong?
I was just about to make a mistake, Nick. A terrible mistake.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, Nick, I was just about to make the mistake of trying to pin the killing of Rod Dugan onto you.
On me? Oh, gee.
Yeah, funny, isn't it? And Sadie tells me you've been here since 11 o'clock.
Yeah, that's right.
And Dugan wasn't bumped off until about 12:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost pulled a boner that time, Nick.
Yeah.
Sadie tells me she called you over here tonight to protect her from Jim Diamond.
Yeah, that's right, Captain.
She tells me that Jim beat her up.
Yeah. Did she show you the bruises?
Yeah. He must have beat her up something terrible.
Yeah, he does.
I shouldn't imagine that you'd like it, Nick. Seeing as how you're stuck on Sadie.
I don't.
Sadie tells me Jim came up here tonight.
Yeah, that's right.
How was he feeling?
Oh, he was drunk.
Sadie says you and him had some trouble.
Yeah, he started getting off and I told him to get out. He didn't want to go.
So?
So I grabbed Sadie's gun just to scare him and tells him I'm going to kill him if he don't beat it.
And what did he do?
Well, he got tough and I bust a couple of caps right over his head just to scare him.
I see. And what did Jim do?
He beat it out the door running like blazes.
Oh, I see. Oh, by the way, Nick, where did the bullets from your gun go?
Huh? Through an open window. It was in the next room.
This room over here?
Yeah.
Come over here, Nick. I want to show you something.
Huh? What's that?
Look. Look who's lying on the bed.
Jim. Jim Diamond.
Sure, it's Jim Diamond, and he's dead.
Dead? Oh, no. No.
You heard me. He's dead. Killed by bullets from that gun.
Oh.
Now, you killed him because he was beating up on your girl.
No, I didn't. I tell you, I didn't.
Don't lie to me, you dirty rat.
I didn't kill him. I wasn't even here. I wasn't even here.
No? Then where were you?
I was... Oh, my God.
Police headquarters. Okay, Captain. Hello, Tim. Cancel that pickup on Dick Dinesco for that Dugan killing. He just confessed to Captain York. Police headquarters.